This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات حياكم الله وآواكم وبياكم وفشتم وقال منشاكم وتبوأت من الجنة منزلا وأسأل الله تعالى الذي جمعنا في هذا المكان المبارك على طاعته أن يجمعنا تحت ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله أيها الإخوة والأخوات لما عرج بالنبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى السماء التفت وقال لرفيقه في الرحلة أهنا يطلق الحبيب حبيبه قال له يا محمد تقدم إن تقدمت افترقت فتقدم النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام
في هذا الموقف الرهيب الذي لم يصل إليه نبي ولا ملك إلا نبيي ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ليكلم الرب سبحانه وتعالى في هذا المكان في هذا الموقف حتى يهدي الله سبحانه وتعالى يهدي لنبيه تلك الفريضة التي تهاون عليها أو فيها كثير من المسلمين. في هذه الأيام استعد كثير من المسلمين باحتفال ما يسمى بذكرى الإسراء والمعراج، ولم يرد في ذلك على النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ولا على الصحابة ولا على الخلفاء الراشدين وعلى التابعين أنهم كانوا يحتفلون بهذا اليوم، ولكن في هذه الخطبة إن شاء الله تعالى سوف نتكلم عن هذه الهدية، عن هذه الهدية التي هي أو هي أعظم ركن بعد الشهادتين، أعظم ركن الإسلام بعد الشهادتين هدية الصلاة. أتصدقونني لو قلت لكم أن أغلب المسلمين أو من المسلمين أكثرهم لا يعلمون قدر الصلاة ولا يعلمون شيء أكثرهم عن أحكام الصلاة الفقهية، عن أحكام الوضوء، معنى الصلاة، حتى أتصدقونني لو قلت لكم أن أكثر أو أغلبية المسلمين لا يصلون. The Muslims are very ready to celebrate or to commemorate what is called the Day of Al-Isra al-Mi'raj. Although it has not been reported ever in any hadith, be it authentic or even weak, that the Prophet nor the Sahaba all the predecessors they used to celebrate this day called Al-Isra al-Mi'raj. Yes, today, let us talk about that day and what happened when the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was ascended into the heavens, accompanied by Jibreel alayhi salam. And then when they reached a Sidratul Muntaha, and the Prophet turned, and Jibreel became like an old clock. Al-Qadaniya, an old clock. Jibreel, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا جِبْرِيلَ الَّذِي غَدَّ حَقَّ الْأُفُقُ. Jibreel, who covered the horizons with his wings. When they reached that level, the Prophet turned, and Jibreel became so righteous, like a piece of cloth, and he told Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, move on. If I were to move one step forward, I will burn. The Prophet has reached a place that no prophet, no angel has ever reached. There, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was to meet and talk directly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give him that beautiful gift that a lot of people do not in fact value today, the gift of Al-Qur'an. Let us disregard, okay, with all due respect, disregard that I'm not going to talk about, okay, meeting and coming right to the day of Islam. I'm just going to derive the lesson. Although there's so many lessons, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. سبحان تنكس والله هم ليس الله سبحان الذي أسرى الإسراء هو إسراء أن تنكس الليل إسراء الحرب في الساعة واليواقة معه فبقاه عبد السلام وقت من جبريل عليه السلام أسمعك والجبريل كين تمكة أسوك بابر محمد عليه السلام أنت أسلام الهد أنت أستاف 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 and then from there went on into the heavens. So the first is the Isra and then the Mi'raj. Mi'raj يعني العروج. It means ascending. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did the Prophet Muhammad with As-Salah. As-Salah, As-Salah, As-Salah. You may be wondering, I don't know if they ever talk about why Prophet Muhammad added up his goodness to this. When there is a meeting, you want to talk to someone in a meeting, some person talking is not so important, you may make that meeting on a call, Zoom, phone call, maybe on the phone, maybe send an email, send just a message. But when there is something very, very, extremely important, you call a summit. You call a group meeting, which is something important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wa sallam with regard to Qiyam. We have a religion on earth, and central religion on earth, a zakat of earth, except of Salah. Except of Salah. Prophet Muhammad had to go up into the heavens to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be taking that gift. Which is amazing if I were to tell you that the majority of the Muslims don't know the value of Salah, don't know the qiymah of Salah. And the majority of the Muslims that even pray with the living to be that is a suffocate. And those who mock them who pray, they don't really understand the fiqh of Salah, the fiqh of wudu, the ahkam of Salah. That's summary. A man who came, son of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he prayed. And the Prophet told him, go back and pray for you to stop praying. Go back and pray for you to pray. So he went back and he prayed, and then he, as he was leaving the message, the Prophet said to him, stop. Go back and pray. You didn't pray. And then he did it for the third time. And the third time, Prophet said to him, go back and pray, for you didn't pray. You said, Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala, teach me how to pray. That I don't know. It does not get dropped in any case, in any instance, until death. It only gets dropped under two circumstances. Only. Number one, and al-zunub. يرفع القلم على المجنون وللجنون insanity when someone becomes insane خلاص he's مجنون he doesn't have to pray he's مجنون number one number two of everyone nifas this is pertinent to the Christians the women of everyone nifas when women go to the period or number two the postpartum period which is the period following childbirth that 40 days, women, they don't have to pray. And if a woman becomes clear before the end of the 40 days, then she gets to pray. Other than that 40 days, and in fact, women don't have to pray. These are the only two scenarios where the Salah gets dropped. Other than that, there is no excuse. Al-Salah, Al-Salah, Al-Marad, Al-Salah, Al-Azim, Al-Salah, war, you pray. Fear, you pray. Sickness, you pray. I was busy. I had a meeting. Even in a surgery, Even the doctors were here, surgeons, even at the time when the Salah is Salah. The fix is for the surgeon who let me get most of this matter right here. If I was me, the next one died.
Okay. Yes, that's a fair. You can come back to Salah. If that is the case, you can come back. But you cannot talk to Salah. As-Salah.
Sit. You pray. Stand. You can stand. You sit. You cannot sit. As the Prophet says, Adam Zendi, you decline on your side. You cannot return on your side, the subject. The subject. Like you can even do it reclining, you can sleep like you look out of bed. You still pray. You cannot move, you walk up. Better mind, someone who's better mind, pray. That's what you told me. How can he make wudu? You walk up. If he can move, he can. He has to make wudu. He cannot move, he's better mind, pray.
The ulama says,
you ask the Hadam Ahad, you will kill him. He said he can hire someone to help him make wudu. He doesn't have children, he doesn't have no one. He can hire someone, that person who helps him make wudu, but he has to pray. He can't move,
he prays with his head.
He cannot move his head,
he prays with his eyes.
He cannot move his eyes. He prays with his heart.
What he says, he says to me one day, I come from this background to a Jewish people, Hindu, I forgot. I am the opposite. First of all, the father is, the question is, can I pray in the washroom? Can I pray in the washroom? So, well, let me tell you the reason for this question. This is my background. I embrace Islam. We live in one room, me and my family. If they were to know I have become a Muslim during this time, and I pray in the washroom.
And I see the prisoner who's praying, he prays. He moves, whatever, with his head, with his head, he prays. They strip him off of his throne. He prays. He needs to make wudu. There's no water. They tayammum. But he has to pray. Tayammum. There is no water. There is no clothes. هذا يسمى نفاق للطهورين. This man is called in this situation the one who has no tahur. There is no water. There is no dust. There is no earth. He prays.
What do we understand here for the scripture? As-Salah is the greatest rukun after the Hafizah. As-Salah. This is the advice of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Talk about what Allah has done. And Allah chosen has ruined the people who are not taking this seriously.
فويل للمصلين
ويل
is a river in Jahannam. فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون ما سلككم في سقر قالوا لم نك من المصلين. Always say, let me not come in on the Muslim. Oh, to the Muslim, oh, to the Muslim. Wait, a reason in Jahannam for the Muslim. Allah says, who are the Muslim? Al-Ladina hum an salatihim sahun. Who those who are not taking the Salah seriously. The game first, the message first, the play, whatever it is first, before Salah. And then you make up, and then you keep making up. He prays once
ever. Allah says, with the believers, with the people who are with them, what happened to you?
Why are you being thrown into the river in the head of the Prophet?
They said,
the first part is,
we were not upon these to be prayed. What is the secret? Oh, and now the Prophet will have a
the very first action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold us accountable for, the very first thing is up for that. If the salah is good, the rest of the action will be good inshaAllah. If the salah is corrupt, if the salah is missing, if the salah is not fair, everything else is corrupt. العهد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة فمن تركها فقد كفر. How many people are living in the Haram? Do you know that? You know how many people are living in the Haram? They don't even know. Tell me about the Haram. All of them are out here. We don't need to hide in the Haram. العهد الذي بيننا حديث البخاري. العهد الذي بيننا وبينهم منهم المشركين. العهد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة فمن تركها فقد كفر. The old thing with us as the non-believers is as-salah. The Prophet says, who pray and release this, that's not great. But as-salah, you have to make a kufr. But as-salah, kufr, he is a kafir, he is a kafir. How many people you know if you don't pray? Loved ones who don't pray. People, I'm not saying that. It's not really what the Prophet is saying. People are writing from the Quran. I didn't make up anything. Very now, contrary. Was sitting from Kufara. Bain al Rasul between man and sin, he was at the Kufu, from Kufara, leaving the Salah. Yeah, it's one who does not pray, he's a blessed, he's a person. And you know, if you want to have a term of Hanabila, they see him as a person because he doesn't pray. I'm still the Hadith. He said, the Hiyah, the Hanab, the Ahlam, they see his Kufu, not Kufu. If the man says there is no such thing as Salah, he is kafir with the consensus of all Ahlul Ilm. But if he says, oh Allah, I'm weak, may Allah forgive me, I know I don't pray, may Allah guide me, I don't. Hada, he has committed a major sin according to Ahlul Madhab and according to the other Ahlul Madhab. He says he's not kafir, but he's committed a major sin. Regardless, Madhab is a book, he's not us, not a Kuddin al-Muslim. What will you get by us? We will not have a Kuddin al-Muslim. Because so we're going to go through a bit more of this and this and this and that. Aqmariya. You may say, what are you talking about? What are we doing here? We say, what's that? You know how many people do all these times in one moment? You know how many people do this after 46? The youth, the problem with the youth. The problem with our children. Aqmariya. you are in war with Allah. That brings you at war with
Thank you.
Allah'ın adı, Allah'ın adı, yeterli ki bana bir yürüyüşe, 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 bana bir yürü